And
with whom we have close relations, such as our parents, our father, our mother, our friends, our children, our loved ones, and so on, that they and all sentient beings, as countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, may develop the completion of knowledge and wisdom, we will listen to, reflect over, and meditate on the genuine Dharma by gaining a firm understanding of the text distinguishing phenomena and pure being. With this as the intention, please listen.
Tōn dāmbar, yāṅ dāmbar, nē lōk dārdokā vāṅ du zēnā, gōndē nyāmbāni, dānyī nyāmbāni, jītōk nyāmbāni, nē tō tōkhe, kūntō tō, nāvā tāmjē, nāngyēn tōngbā, tōkhe nāvā, Nando yimido nijite barjuna dani nikala tewa ninje jembe chaparanjoro.
Since in genuine reality, in the ultimate truth, in transcendental reality, samsara in the abiding nature, samsara and nirvana are inseparable, friends and enemies are equal, happiness and suffering are equal. May we realize this and realize that in the relative realm of apparent reality, all appearances are appearance emptiness. While appearing, they are empty. While empty, they appear and are thus the union of appearance and emptiness, inseparable. With this understanding, may we develop complete and all-penetrating, all-pervasive love and compassion for both friends and enemies.
Tene danda juni namji le karchi gyu niban tsema bamba la dupa dere tsema bamba la niban tsema bamba la yubo yon nomji mendon bada nimbo da deji ni da toba ye tsema dana bambe dene ramba cheta ji rata danda tamo da rendu jisen derwa tsuma yonzo bamba ye ya.
To continue our study of the most important points in this text distinguishing phenomena and pure being, we will now look at the point that deals with surrendering attributes, which is found on page 143. And the root text here reads, the second, which treats of surrendering attributes, is also introduced by way of 4 points. Since what is unfavorable and the remedies, the suchness as well as the realization of this, are attributes, whose surrender leads the way. By doing this in respective order as follows, We'll now sing this in English.
Dela lo sabe de che colle alla volta devo ci sogre tene me va rang de va giogire te colla la ore ci c'era su loco tanta sabe tene de che sore.
Now the translator will give an explanation that is based on the root text to make it easy for you to understand. And the commentary here is also quite clear, so you can read the commentary on your own later when you have time. Now the translator will give an explanation, an overview, clear explanation based on the root verse.
Then I understand your grammar. Do you understand grammar? Lord, I understand your grammar.
I won't give my own explanation because if I did, then we wouldn't have enough time. The translator will give an explanation instead, and it will be very good.
Then Danda yoru lomba America lomba chola. Then Danda geki mangbo lomba rangi geki mangbo tongre. Lord, I mangbo tongre. Seni ji kipa seni kiki mambo ta dobra boso rang doble kiki mambo tungire te le lagre ke jormo ko le lagre.
These days there are many more Buddhist teachers coming from Europe and North America themselves, and so the people who are skilled, who are learned in the explanations of the causal view of characteristics, then they can teach about that, and those who have done retreat can teach about retreat practices. And this is very good because it's easier if it's just in one language instead of having to be translated. You can receive the teaching directly.
Tene ke la jorba yina chutsu ni jitutsu de ke jorma kono chutsu ke la tsargare le lagre.
If you don't need a translator, then you can finish in 1 hour what would otherwise take 2. That's easier.
Tene ke kejir ni gobayin na tene chutsu chege te tene chutsu som te chutsu chege le tsak.
And if it were a situation where you had translation into 2 languages, then you can finish in 1 hour what would otherwise take 3.
Tene ya kanjong ke ni tanda Europe je ke la jo kona tse kangang go yu lo go gundo. Then in Jitan, the Zuke, you know, the Kato Kato, young Jorle Lawyer.
It's also easier to translate from the Western languages into each other because when you translate from the language of the land of snows, then the sentence order is reversed, so you have to put all the words backwards. But with the Western languages, the sentence structure is the same, and so you can translate very easily from one language to another.
Then it took him there, Lotawa Yang, Hachang Mambutum, where Zaman Lumba, Kasakala Yang, Lotawa Mambuyo, then the Kajan Mambuzogudo, Le Lava Chagrita. Le Lava Yuna, then the Le Kalakabuzogumu.
And these days there are so many more translators in all the countries coming in who can translate and teach. And so it's much easier. And when you have the easy alternative available, you don't have to use the hard alternative.
Tene chepa to turam nikyo tsakik pundel. Danda kambute da, imele da, da juryakan tunji hajang yapo yore, ta lela uchakadu. Ta pecha yang mambu jokukudu. Inji kela hajang mambu jorsa yore, rana sozu kela yang jorkuru ta. Tukab yapo re.
And these days also, all of the conducive conditions for translation are available because we have computers and email and all of these electronic publishing tools. So it's a time to translate. And many books have been translated already into English. These books now also should be translated into other languages too. It's time for people to translate things into their own language. And this 21st century is going to turn out to be the best time for
translation.
The Tibetan translators translated 100 volumes that make up the Buddha's teachings in the Kangyur. And the 200 volumes of commentaries that were composed by the Indian pandits and mahasiddhas, and now you should translate it all.
Then they are woman, they have a jugger, says Lord, you hear you, Yola, better meva tenda umare, kanjo tenjo kangatanda yore, young tenjo teso, then better mandava yoba, so tenjo ye, better the tepsarva zomoto, hachan to kabia wore.
And you can't make the excuse that you don't have the text to translate, because the text is very readily available, the Kanjur and the Tenjur. And not only that, but now, for example, they're printing an edition of the Tenjur that is based on, that's a comparative edition of 4 different editions of the Tenjur, and they're all put together in one. They picked one as the basis and then noted the differences in the other ones.
Then the woman in the tenjo ye petur zo togumare, that is some combat, haleya yere, tale lava zo togum.
In the past, this never would have been possible to publish such a comparative edition, but now they have amazing computers that can do it.
Then they are Loma to Lovjong Seya, Giging Lovjong Kayaka to Zuyan to Ramne Jibat, Chipper to Babar, email it in the Yanchu Yi Jude. Majata Mambo Tonda Mambo.
And it's also not only the easiest and the best time to translate, but also to give teachings. Because you can give Dharma teachings by the internet and email. And you can give Dharma teachings by email that you can send to hundreds and thousands of people at the same time. You can write your email very carefully, your email teaching, and then instead of having to travel to different places to give this teaching, which would be very expensive if you had to go to every place where these people are, it would cost hundreds and thousands of dollars, you can just send the email and it reaches all of them without any additional expense. And so that's a very good method. That's an easy method, and since it's easy, we should use it.
Then the love jong de dai ten love jong zogre ina yang ge 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 zo in ji men ji dong go ma de ye ge de ka ka chi hyu de ye ge de ye ge le ten na dwa jong de te ya hyu de.
The way one studies is by reading the words or listening to the sounds of the words. But you don't necessarily have to have the teacher present to be able to do that. You can receive the email teaching and read it, and then you get the teaching, right? Just like that, it's easy.
Tene ke joya te ke jor mandava na so pe kanga yinji ke le jogando rana so su ke le cheda mando tene rana so su ke le yang karche bozo jogu.
And most of the books these days are translated into English, but not so many into the other languages. So now you should translate the most important text into your own language. That's what we need. And then you have to use the books too.
Okay. That's another thing.
So this will be explained based on the root text.
Yeah.
So the second point here is about surrendering attributes, and this term attributes also can be translated as labels. Surrendering labels. And the subject is treated of in 4 points because there are 4 areas that are important here. What has to be the area of labels to be surrendered consists of that which is unfavorable, the remedies for that, the suchness, and realization. So, first of all, what is unfavorable? That refers to anything that comprises an inappropriate grounding. Anything that makes you inappropriately grounded. Now, to be inappropriately grounded, we wouldn't want that, now would we?
No!
Because if your grounding is off, then whatever you do based on that is also off. So you have to get the grounding right. And what's referred to as factors of inappropriate grounding are messy things like desirous attachment. Angry states of mind, and so on. Now, we've been hearing how desire and anger are perfectly pure, but we're going to forget that for a moment. Because even though it's true that the actual nature of desire and anger are perfectly pure, they become poisons by clinging to them. So the real inappropriate factor here, what really gets your grounding messed up, is to cling to the desirous attachment, to get stuck in the states of anger, get fixated in these various states of mind. So that's what has to be corrected. And the remedies for those are, if we take desirous attachment, the main remedy presented in the Shravakayana system is the conception of repulsiveness, considering the object of desire to be a completely repulsive thing. You take the body of the desired person, that is considered to consist of 36 repulsive substances. So one and meditates on those substances of the body of the other person, that the other person's body is made of meat. Covered by skin, which has hairs growing out of it. That the meat is all full of blood. And underneath it are bones with marrow in them. And you've got all of these, these glands that are producing things like mucus and sweat. And then every time they eat or drink something, you know what that produces. And please don't use too much water flushing it down. So in meditating on these 36 disgusting substances out of which the body of the other person is made, one overcomes one's clinging to the desired object. On the other hand, if you then take that remedy, take that which was meant just as a remedy for the clinging, take that as an end in itself, then you become fixated on the remedy. So then you get stuck in a picture of the world as being as consisting of disgusting substances, which is not in accordance with genuine reality. It's not in accordance with the way things really are. So to correct that, one needs to go on to the next set of labels, which are concentrated around the suchness. So suchness means that is referring to the way things are in reality. Suchness means such as they are, such as they were, so they are now, and so they will continue to be. This is referring to the nature of things as being unchanging. And it is unchanging because the nature of phenomena is that they lack any substantial content, that they are empty of an essential component of their own. Just as we saw in considering the view of the mind only, where we saw that objects are not something that exists as lumps of things on the outside, but they are simply projections of the mind. They have no little nuts in them that make them into an actual thing as they appear to be. And that's the suchness. And if one realizes that emptiness of any solid nature, then one is freed of the labels of clinging to the remedies that were used before. So instead of getting stuck in seeing everything as repulsive, you then can see everything is empty of solid nature. So it is also empty of repulsiveness. On the other hand, one can then start clinging to the emptiness, in which case one then falls into nihilism. And that's a very dangerous thing to do, because if one falls into nihilism, then one again gets into inappropriate grounding, because one starts to believe it doesn't matter what I do or don't do, it has no effect, everything is just a nothingness. So one falls straight back into the first step. So in order to avoid clinging to the emptiness, clinging to that label, and all of the labels describing the emptiness, one needs to go on to the next step, which basically consists of seeing that the objects are not only empty of a solid nature, but they are also perfectly pure. It's their being empty of a solid nature that means they are perfectly pure. It means they are empty of existing, of not existing, of both, of neither. And that's what being perfectly pure means. So this is the progression which has been described as going in a gradual order, as described in the sutra presenting non-conceptual retention, where it is the labels connected with inappropriate grounding that are given up first because those are the coarsest and therefore the easiest to give up. Then it is the labels connected with the remedy that are given up. One is able to give up the remedy of seeing things as repulsive by seeing that they are empty. Then one is able to give up that clinging to the emptiness, which is the main focal object, by seeing that everything is perfectly pure, that while empty, it appears, and this is the manifestation of the mandala, the copper mountain with the lotus palace, with all of the bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas in it. So one starts out with the unfavorable conditions, replaces them with the remedies, then realizes the emptiness, and finally realizes the complete purity of all phenomena.
Yala. Odenda ode, Gordi Dorji Gorkar Chembore, Sara Allah Sopotrozo, so young, then Taba Samu, Gomba Samuntozo, Dorji Gordusumbare.
That was a Vajra song, and Vajra songs are important because the Mahasiddhas in India, first of all, like Saraha and others, taught about profound view and meditation through the medium of Vajra song.
Tene Dajurji Jarpo Mamba Lota Kenyang Gor Mambu Sombare.
And then the king of translators, Marpa, also sang many Vajra songs.
The name Marpa na Marpa Lotsa Namda Delayang Nature Jenamda Yuri. Kainsen and Tambu Pugu Chung Junga Katsona Kong Kontro Chembo Yuba Namda Kontro Chembo Yo Lomba Pugu Solon Chumba Jab Dong the Nekale Kapo Chung Ama Mahale the Ya the Chicks and Pa Mose Sara Mose Nakale Kabore Jackson a torsegre, Akale Kaburisa, Takarakare Karakar, Tachu drop the Gugundosan. The nature, two love Jones or a Tambo Petra lawyer, the young Gugundo, two love Jones or Chippe, the name Lord Jure, Tambo Conto Chembo Yuben, Nandare. The nature is Nanta Marvi.
And Marpa's life story is very appealing to us because it's natural. It's a story about someone you can relate to, because when Marpa was very young, he was had a very bad temper, and he got in lots of fights, and his parents were very worried because they thought either he's going to kill somebody, and that would make it difficult for us, or he'll get killed, so either way it will be bad. So they didn't know what to do. They thought, what can we do? And finally they decided to send him to study the Dharma. So he went and studied lots of texts. But in the beginning, he had a bad temper.
De dabo kontro chembo mayina dambo ni hika zambo ra yin zambo yonu pama ke chula tanga ma renjik denje lega jachigit. Kong kontro chembo yoba de trosu chukare.
But if he didn't have a bad temper, if he just started out with a very nice personality, his parents wouldn't have sent him to study the Dharma, they would have kept him at home and put him to work. And so actually, his temper was a friend of his Dharma practice because it's what caused his parents to send him to practice the Dharma.
Dene lojong la jagala loza lawe pepe kapso ni dene kongka chokpo rogba nyu loza re kongni chato nrendo sepe loju re mangpa loza la ser mangpo mdo nyu loza la ser mangpo mdo Tene tene konyin chato mangpo sepe loju re tene tsor jagala pe na tsor pepe kapso yang tene marpe jabi chulo yo tene yoba kapso tene huma ina kongto jar lamsan chukwa jar kong chukwa jar ma song tene chendep je chonju je lo tang song gor tang song
chendep
se de chonju je de chendep se de chonju je chonju je gor tang re nyu lo cha wa lang gor tang song ma don chukwa jar ma song de chu ma ne de lamsan kong chukwa jar.
When Marpa went to study to be a translator in India, then he went with a friend, his name was Nyulotsawa. And Marpa and Nyulotsawa had a very competitive relationship and a jealous relationship between each other. And like Marpa didn't have lots of gold and Nyulotsawa had lots of gold, so they had a lot of competition and jealousy. And then when they were coming back from India to Tibet, then Nyulotsawa was jealous of Marpa that he had all these great books. So he threw them all in the river, in the water. And Marpa thought to himself, it's actually very good because if it had been in my earlier days, I would have popped them right away. But he didn't do that. He just sang Yilo Tawa a song that was a song criticizing Yilo Tawa. But he didn't hit him.
Then,
when Marpa made it back home, then they had a welcoming party for him with all of his friends and his benefactors who sponsored his trip to India. And they gave him a very nice welcoming celebration. And after that, Marpa sang a beautiful song in reply and gratitude for his sponsors having helped him. And it's a really beautiful song.
Then
his sponsors were very happy. Marpa said to his friends and benefactors, "I don't have anything else I can give you as a present besides a song." And he sang them a beautiful song, which is the best present of all, isn't it?
Because this song survives,
and we can sing it now too. So it's like we get the present too. So it's a present that he gave to his benefactors and friends, but that also is a great benefit to many other
sentient beings.
He stayed in India for 12 years, and then he came back to Tibet, and he was called Lama Lhotsawa. And he's got a small group of students together, and he started to teach.
And
then it happened that Marpa's son, whose name was Dharma Dode, fell off his horse and hit his head. And his head split into 8 pieces. And he died. And his brains were all coming out. And Marpa took him and put his head in his lap after this had happened, and he sang another beautiful song. That's what he did when his son died. He sang a song.
They said, "Don't you know me? Yeah, you thought you did Tamman do that. Then go to Maja Leba Tamjin Dordedu. Yenda in a lotan do mare. Dordin Gortan toba te. Then the children about it. Koyang Bayang. Tabaka. Taba Koyang Bayang. Yabutari."
Dharma Dode was the most important of Marpa's 7 sons. He had the most qualities. And that when he died, Marpa was immediately able to sing a song. It is due to the power of the Dharma. Because he had the openness and spaciousness of the view of the Dharma, and this gave him the power to transform this event into one where he could sing a song.
And
when Marpa's wife, Dharmema, found out what had happened to her son, and she became very upset. And Marpa sang her a song also, a beautiful song, saying, "Don't put yourself through this. Don't be sad." And it's also a song that you should read. Now Marpa's biography has been translated into English, so you should read it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should take this as advice for yourselves, that when your boyfriends and girlfriends or children, people close to you die, then it's a time to sing.
And
you can sing to others too who are suffering as a result. And you can sing also in the way that is the Western way. The Tibetan way would be to say, don't suffer, it's just like a dream. You shouldn't suffer. The Western way is to say, oh, it's so bad, what happened? Oh, it's too bad. You can sing like that. Tibetans wouldn't sing that.
Once
a father and mother came to see me, their child had died, and I said to them, don't feel so bad, it's just like a dream, it's just like an illusion. Don't put yourself through this suffering. And later they wrote me a letter, you're terrible at giving condolences. You're supposed to say, oh, it's so sad, I feel so bad for you, it's so hard. You're supposed to say like that. That's what they said in the letter they wrote to me.
Oh, they do.
Martha has seven sons, but no grandchildren. And Drupa Kunlek said that's proof that Marpa was an emanation. Because if he wasn't an emanation, then at least one or two of his children would have had been able to produce offspring of their own. But that none of them did is proof that Marpa was actually an emanation.
Tene se donda yabyo mi se do goyore. Tene cheto trupa lagu tanda nyambare. Marpa loza cheto trupa lagu.
He had seven sons, and then himself and his consort, Dakmama. When you put them together, then you get nine. And that's the number of the deities in the mandala of Hevatra. And that's why the Kagyu lineage considers Marpa to be an emanation of Hevatra. Even Milarepa sings of how Marpa is in Nirmanakaya.
Tenda wore. Ya ta chena gente ya kusu. Tan kolo parba. Kolo papa, mom namda ke levi le, docha namda he, dan namda he, ta son, ta tereng tumung namda he kiri, tumung namda.
From among the teachings in the chapter called Perfect Purity from the 100,000 verse Great Mother Prajnaparamita Sutra, we have finished the sections on desire's perfect purity and anger's perfect purity. And now we will recite some verses from the section about stupidity's perfect purity.
Ah, tomo gen rong la tien na tomo gen rong ni ge mundu. Tomo ge tien ga la tien na sirap ge tien na tien ga ni ge mundu. Tomo la ye da kha do mundu. Tomo zu da te ro re za ma yin be sa na. Gonganam kiji yomare, Ranga tomo ranga sela dogam, sela, se yorje tenga dogam, nang
Coming and going of stupidity, we find that stupidity doesn't come and that it doesn't go. When we examine stupidity's arising and ceasing, we find that stupidity does not arise and it doesn't cease. When we examine with our intelligence, this is what we find. When we try to look for the stupidity somewhere, we see it doesn't have any shape, it doesn't have any color, it's not something that appears to any of the five senses. We can't find it somewhere outside. We look for our own stupidity. We can't find it outside. We can't find it in our heart. We can't find it in our brain. We can't find it anywhere in between the outside and the inside. And for this reason, we can conclude logically with certainty that stupidity is perfectly pure, because you can't find it. Its nature is beyond conceptual fabrication, and therefore the nature of stupidity is perfect purity.
Teta ranga tomo la ranga khirab di tye na mani bisa na tomo na yime bata.
In this way, when you examine your own stupidity with your own intelligence, you can't find the stupidity. And that shows that the stupidity has no nature of its own.
Mata maje pe nam do je ngor tomo do, kya demba trobando. Demba trabata vandu, hirab je cha ta ki je na rang tomo ni ki mandu, rang yi mandu. Nelung tha to la tomo yo ba ta mai ba la so ba, truba tham je len de ba hiban zo je.
When you don't analyze at all, and you just let things be as they appear to conceptual mind, then it seems that stupidity is truly existent. That it has some. There's no ending of ignorance
either.
It's the same with stupidity. Stupidity has no essence. And so it can't end because it was never there to begin with.
Tomuk seba yona tambo tomuk demba tropa de hingna meba chagor. Tendu yoma.
If stupidity were to come to an end, then first it would have to truly exist. It would have to be established. And then it could end. But it's not established to begin with. It doesn't have any essence to start with, so it can't
end.
We are, once again, as with the other sections, going to recite the verses of that connect stupidity's perfect purity with the perfect purity of what are called the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. These are all the phenomena that make up samsara.
Tenen don gom zo ko, tom nan don gom zo, che gom zo tom na che gom zo, chen jo parma zo tom na chen jo parma zo, te ma tom na da tang la me te ram
av de ya. And when we do this, if you can, then practice recitation meditation. If you can, then practice analytical meditation. If you can, then practice analytical and resting meditation alternately. And if you cannot, then just focus one-pointedly on the sounds and rest in that.
Then gom samundi kake ga gom seje de do na yin se ne yongor me ba de gor sam te ta mare yongor je kap so yang gom do ba ro yin sa yin nya yin chu yin gom do ba de gor.
Some people have a concept of meditation that you have to sit unmoving like a stone, and that sitting like a stone is what it means to meditate. But that's not right. You have to be able to meditate no matter what you're doing, whether you're moving, whether you're going somewhere, eating, sleeping, in all activities, you have to be able to meditate. That's what the point of meditation is.
Sanatuni
And there's a song that Norapa sang, it's in your songbook, but I don't remember how it's titled. It's something like Norapa's Kanda.
Can I see one of the new ones? Doja number of dabe, zo number of daba, zo number of dabe. Tomo number, tomo number. Tomo number of dabe, zo number of dab, zo number of dab. Tomo number of daba, te dana. Tomo number of daba, zo number of daba, del. Nizo mede, nizo zarme, so zo mai, tame de do.
We will first recite the verses about stupidity's perfect purity and the perfect purity of the five aggregates. One at a time, we'll start with forms. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. We recited the verse that was the first from among the five aggregates. Now we'll also recite the verse that is the first from among the faculties, which is the eyes.
Tomo nambara dabe, me nambara dabe, me nambara dabe, tomo nambara dabe, te, te tana, tomo nambara dabe. May number of the Badilla, Nizo Med, Nizo Sarin, Sozo Mai, Tomedo.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the eyes are perfectly pure. The eyes are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the eyes perfectly pure, are not pure. Not be made true, I'm not separate and I'm not different. And from among the six consciousnesses, the first, the I sense consciousness.
Tomo number dab, make a nanje, number daba, make a number jeb, number dabe, tomo number daba, te. Tedana, Tomo, number of Daba, Mega, number of Zeba, number of Daba, and the Nizo, Mid, Nizo, Sun, Sozo, my Tomedo.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the eyes and consciousness is perfectly pure. The eyes and consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity is perfectly pure. Now from among the six potentials that are called the six focal objects, the first of these is forms.
Tomo number dabe, zo number dabe, zo number dabe, tomo number dabe, te, te dana, tomo number dabe, zo number dabe, dala. Nizo amid, nizo zarm, sozo mai, tome dedo.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus stupidity is perfectly pure, and forms perfectly pure. I'm not dual, cannot be made dual, I'm separate.
From
among the six kinds of contact, the first, the eyes contact.
Domo namra dab, mege dode rekwa namra dab, mege dode rekwa namra dab, domo namra daba te, te dana domo namra daba, mege dode rekwa namra daba, nizo mede nizo zan, tozo mai, omete do.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, therefore the eye contact is perfect. The eye's contact is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the eye's contact perfectly pure. I am dual, cannot be made dual, I am separate, and I am not different.
That's all one talking on the making, do the requisites of so well as ever so.
From among the six kinds of feeling, the feeling arising from the condition of the eye's contact.
Domo number dab, make it do the repeating, Sorva number dab, make it do the repeating, Sorva number dab, Domo number dab, Tetana, Domo number dab, make it do the repeating, Sorva number dab, Nizo made, Nizo Zadam, Sozo my, Tamede do.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the feeling arising from the condition of the eye's contact is perfectly pure. The feeling arising from the condition of the eye's contact is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the feeling arising from the condition of the eye's contact perfectly pure. I am dual, cannot be made dual.
I'm not separate and I'm not different.
From among the six elements, the element of earth.
Domo number dabe, sayaka number dab, sayaka number dab, domo number daba, te, te dana, domo number daba, sayaka number daba, the nizo mid, nizo zarmi.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the element of earth is perfectly pure. The element of earth is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the element of earth perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
And
now we will connect it with all 12 of the dependent links of
existence.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore ignorance is perfectly pure. Ignorance is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and ignorance perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Domo number dab, doze number dab. Doze number dab, tomo number dab, te, te dana, tomo number dab, doze number dab, del, niza mede, niza zan, zozo mae dame de do.
Karmic action.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore karmic action is perfectly pure. Karmic action is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and karmic action perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo number dabe, namje number dab, namje number dab, tomo number daba, te, yedana, tomo number daba, namje number daba, dal, nizo med, nizo zan, sozo mai, tamede do.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore consciousness is perfectly pure. Consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and consciousness perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo namara dabe, mezo namara dabe. Mezo namara dab, tomo namara dabade, tedana tomo namara dabad, mezo namara dabadal, nizo mede, nizo zar, sozo maye damede do.
Name and form.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore name and form are perfectly pure. Name and form are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity is perfectly pure, and name and form perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo namara dabe, jinje namara dabe, jinje namara dabe, tomo namara dabe, tedana, tomo namara dabe, jinje namara dabe, dul, nizo mede, nizo zan, sozo maye dame de do.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the six sources of consciousness are perfectly pure. The six sources of consciousness are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the six sources of consciousness perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo number dabe, reba number dab, reba number dabe, tomo number tabate, tedana, tomo number dabat, reba number dabadal, niza med, niza zam, tozo mae damede do.
Contact.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore contact is perfectly pure. Contact is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure and contact perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo number dabe, zorwa number dab, zorwa number dabe, tomo number dabate, tedana tomo number dabat, zorwa number dabat, nizo mede, nizo zam, sozo maye damede do.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore feeling is perfectly pure. Feeling is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and feeling perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo number dabe, seva number dabe. Seva number dab, tomo number dabate, tedana, tomo number dabat, seva number dabandal, niza mede, niza zan, sozo maye damede do.
Craving.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore craving is perfectly pure. Craving is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and craving perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tomo number dabe, lemba number daba, lemba number, tomo number daba, de, tedana, tomo number daba, lemba number daba, del, niza mede, niza zan, sozo mai, tamede do.
Grasping. Stupidity is
perfectly pure, and therefore grasping is perfectly pure, grasping is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure.
Tomo number dabe, seva number dab, seva number dab, tomo number daba, te, tedana, tomo number daba, seva number daba, del, niza mede, niza zan, sozo maye damede do.
Existence is perfectly pure, and therefore existence is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity is perfectly pure, and existence is perfectly pure, and are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
tomo namarata be jeva namarata jeva namarata be tomo namarata ba te te dana tomo namarata ba jeva namarata ba dala yeso me de yeso sam so so ma ye ta be de to
stupidity is perfect therefore earth is perfect good earth is perfect good therefore stupidity is perfect good God has stupidity is perfect good and earth is perfect good
Tomo namara dabe, gaje, gaje namara dabe, tomo namara daba de, de dana, tomo namara daba, gaje namara daba, dala, nizamet, sozoma.
Malarebe, Largemi, Tonje, Mato, Nagebe, Donga, San, and this one.
Norapa sang.
Tonda, Bargeba, Mabba, the Shiba, maybe don't. Gemi, Tonje, Mato, Nagebe, Donga, Sam. Chimmy, Tonje, Mato, Nanjebe, Donga, Sam, and it. Geba, the Chibe, Donga, he, and Tato, Geba, Mabba, the Chiba, maybe don't talk on the summer. De, Tanda, oh,
Hilarepa sang, when you don't realize that in genuine reality there is no aging, then the suffering coming from aging is inconceivable. When you don't realize in genuine reality that there is no death, then the suffering coming from death is inconceivable. And this is a song, these are lines in a song that Norapa sang after some verses in which he describes in great detail the suffering of aging and death. And at the end he says this, if you don't realize that in genuine reality there is no aging and death, then the suffering coming from them is inconceivable. But the implication of that is that if you do realize that there is no aging and death in genuine reality, then you don't suffer. And this is the same as the message from the chapter on perfect purity.
Gaje mulanta bu se nelo dona gaje mi.
Aging and death are like a dream. Therefore, in genuine reality, there is no aging and no death.
Sing a song. Kashi Mahata se Yelutum Kashi.
It's the same as the Heart of Wisdom Sutra's teaching that there is no aging and death, and there is no ending of aging and death. So then, if that's the case, then what are aging and death? They are not existent while they appear. They are like appearances in a dream.
Then I am Malan to Tanya. kāmbā sāla tēndu, kāla kāpū kērā chā.
I myself died twice in my dreams. The first time I died and I was watching my own corpse being eaten by vultures. The second time I died, and I was very frightened. The second time I died, I was carrying my corpse on my back, and it was difficult because my legs were dragging on the ground. It was difficult to carry the corpse.
If you've
ever died in a dream, raise your hand.
Yeah, she was a man.
From the chapter called Rounding Sky Cave, you and all other sentient beings will definitely die, for not a single one does death leave behind. You need confidence through practice, you can become immortal.
Nebarto randa yin tamje jigri jiga lagma re jiga lagma this na na jeje mudon chebe chime drobli yichi go cheba mae be ne lo drobali yichi go chime je taba go don tamba cheba mae be taba go chime don tamba cheba mae ba le yichi go te chigi do go re chang ba je ra yichi gi re chang ba je ra yichi gi do ye zo ba aha.
Rabba sings to Rajumpa, you and everything, everyone else, you and everyone else will definitely die. Because death leaves no one behind. Since that is the case, what you need is the view of deathlessness, the view of immortality, to realize that there is no death in genuine reality. Death does not truly exist. Do you believe that, Sri Chumpa? Lord Rabba asks, do you have confidence in that?
Then, Chibin Jin and Chiba may be ne looked over a mother. Chiba, my chigger is on a tan and wood in a pigment. Trisha, Trina, and Trisayma, Muna and Pigment.
If you're afraid to die, then the only thing to do is to realize that in genuine reality there's no death. It won't help just to sit there and cry. Because you're scared to die. That won't help. Also, you can't run away because you can't run anywhere that you will escape
death.
Even if you were afraid to die and so you wanted to prepare a great army to battle death so that you could defeat death and not die, that would be impossible. There's no one to fight.
Also,
it's not like even no matter how rich you are, you can't buy off the Lord of Death. You can't like make a ransom payment to the Lord of Death. So, okay, don't take me. I'm
going to
give you this money. It's impossible. You can, if you're rich, buy a ticket on the space shuttle for $20 million, and you can fly around in the space station for 1 week. But you cannot buy immortality, no matter how much money you have.
Man keba, keja xian keba ke, tene keja xian ke nan da
ma da zoye yu re. It can be very articulate. And if you're articulate, then you can do lots of things. You can convince people of things. You can turn enemies into friends. But you cannot talk your way out of debt.
Impossible.
For example, now the European community has enlarged itself quite considerably, and the old enemies of Europe have now become friends through a great variety of skillful means and good use of conversation and speeches and being articulate and bringing everyone together. But for all of that, none of that, no matter how good it is, can talk anybody out of
debt.
You could count all the people in the world. There won't be a single one who would be able to avoid debt.
Jeba lanjik de trusong na trusa yomare.
If you're afraid of death and you think to run away somewhere, there's nowhere to run. You could go as far as you wanted to in space, you would still die. You could go down to the bottom of the ocean, you would still die.
And the country dug on the Shiva Mabe, don't damn the Shiva Mabata, Gonzo the Shiva Melanjamata of Dogodo. Hey!
So it's better to realize that death doesn't actually exist. That the appearance of death is just like the appearance of death in a dream.
That
there actually is no death is something the Buddha taught extensively in the Prajnaparamita Sutras. And not only that, it's something that you can prove with logical reasoning to be true. From among the Siddhas, then many of them attained the Dharmakaya rainbow body, deathlessness, but none of them in a way that ordinary people can see. There's not a single one who remains, who didn't go through that event of disappearing from our view.
Sing it.
We can sing the verse together.
Yeah.
You and all other sentient beings will definitely die. For not a single one does death leave behind. You need confidence through practice. You can become immortal.
This
is what we need. If we want to meditate, then we need the profound view to meditate on. Just sitting there with your eyes closed doesn't do anything. As it is taught, the one who meditates without the view is like a blind man wandering through the desert.
This
is a teaching that is given by Jangam Khontro Lunar Thai in his Song of Mahamudra. One who meditates without the view is like a blind man wandering through the plains.
Tene tambo ne longa yena tene lamga je lando na kaban ro ko khalo no za ha ko ma kayan ro thu ma.
If you're blind from the beginning, you can start out on the path, but you have no idea where to go. You go north, south, east, and west, you have no clue.
Tawa me pe goen ba ti, me long tang to ja en ba ra. Tawa me pe goen ba ti, me long tang to ja en ba ra. Sing a song. Ba, a chok jam na gom ba yin na.
If you try to force yourself to meditate without knowing the view, you won't get any result, and the result you'll get is you'll get tired of meditating. And then in the future, you won't want to meditate.
Like that.
Now,
Now we'll sing the song of the melody of the eight kinds of non-duality.
Then Nimi Je Daya Bom Nam Dada Tabare, Nime Bare.
This song is in harmony with the chapter on perfect purity because, as we see, there are the words about there being no duality in the verses from the chapter on perfect purity, and that's what this song is about. If there is no duality, then there is definitely equality. If two things are non-dual, they are definitely equal. If two things are of the nature of equality, they are definitely non-dual.
Yeah.